It's just I don't feel comfortable with him.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I'm just not. It's not the same confidence level. It's honestly, it's completely swapped with him and Kyle Wright. Every time, it's funny. Every time Kyle Wright goes out there now, I have no concern.
Oh my gosh!
And it's just so bizarre because now every time that Ian Anderson goes out there, I go, not too sure.
Dude,
not sure.
It's so good, Kyle Wright, man.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for him, too, because it really seems like he has turned a corner and he's just in a different headspace, which is one of confidence.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny, too, because it's also brought out those like, I saw it the whole time, man. Brave should have never given up on Kyle Wright. You know, like we all knew this is the guy he could be. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. Like, what? No, everybody was comfortably willing to cut bait on Kyle Wright because the confidence wasn't there. He was walking, guys. He was having the same problems he was coming up at the same time as Ian Anderson, as Bryce, not Elder, Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson.
You know, he was coming up at the same time as Bryce Wilson, Ian Anderson, and he and Bryce were both struggling, while it looked like Ian Anderson had promise, and even, you know, that was bringing up Tucker Davidson, and Tucker Davidson was showing that he had some promise, and all, you know, Waskari Noah was you know, a completely different guy at that time. Like things change, but don't come out here acting like all of us who were calling for him to be another guy shipped out of here were crazy. Like he didn't have the confidence, he didn't have the command. Now he does, and I'm so glad because, honestly, I mean, Braves desperately need what he is bringing every fifth day or sixth day, I guess I should say. But, I mean, they need that, and I have no I have reached the level now with Kyle Wright. I am no longer thinking, is this the start that it goes poorly?
Right, right.
It may happen.
Yeah.
It could, but I'm just not thinking that anymore.
Even if it does happen, he's slated to pitch the last game of this series against the Cubs. Even if he like does get hit around or something, like yeah, I'm with you where I don't think it's going to be a long-term thing. Like it's not going to be a trend, I don't think. I think that what we've seen so far is just a continuation of the guy that we started to see, you know, when he came in the World Series last year, which is great to see. And it's funny when you look at his FIP, his fielding independent pitching, that's supposed to kind of take the volatility out of the ERA, and sure, it's actually less. It's a 0.72 FIP versus his 1.06 ERA. So while we're obviously still very early in the season, he's only faced 66 batters. That's still just incredibly impressive to see. So good job for Kyle. And